नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shivam.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज षड दर्शन स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पूर्व मीमांसा प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
यस्य पर्णमयैः जुहुर्भवति, पर्णमयैः जुहुर्भवति, दैट इज वेरी क्लियर, दैट बिकम्स अंगा एंड दैट इज this because of the yogyatva, this parnamayi becomes the material for the juhu because it is yogyatva balat, because it has the yogyata, it has the right result. So I will use only that. Atra parnata juhvoh samavidyahara eva parnatayah juhvangatvam. The parnata, this parnamayi, this fig tree and juhu, with the help of this samavidyahara, with the help of this vakya pramana, I gain the knowledge that this fig tree is the anga for making this juhu patra. So I gain this knowledge. Nacha anarthakyam, you cannot say this is useless. Why? Anyacha api juhvah siddhatvaditi vachyam. Why do you want to specify this? It is useless to specify something like this. Why? Anyacha api, even otherwise, if I have to make this juhu patra, I have enough material. I've cut so many wood. I have so many woods here, or so many other materials. I can make it with gold. I have so much of money, so I can make it with gold also, with diamond, patient, possible. So if you say nacha anarthakyam, don't say that, because na anarthakyam, it is not anarthakyam. Because juhu shabdena tat sadhya apurva lakshanat yasya parnamayir juhur bhavati, whoever makes this juhu patra with parnamayi, this fig tree, by specifying this, it is giving you a apurva, glimpse of apurva, anga apurva. You make with this parnamai, this fig tree, you will gain this anga purva. You make it with any other material, you will not gain this anga purva, which is a papagam shlokam nashranoti. This result you will not be able to gain. So tathacha vakyartha parnataya avatta havir dharana dvara juhva purvam bhavyeriti. So this is the meaning. According to Mimamsa, you will gain parnataya avatta havir dharana dvara juhu apurvam bhavediti. Avatta havir dharana, avatta means avadyate iti avattam. Now you have to place this in the ladle and you have to pour the ghee through it, and this is the way to do the oblation. If you do this oblation parnataya with this ladle which is made of this fig tree, then ju apurvam, by that you do the bhavana of, you gain the experience of the apurva, which you will gain with the help of the sentence parnamayi jur bhavati, that result you will gain. So you do the bhavana of this through, by pouring the clarified butter and this avatthahavir, whatever you place it on that, in the fire, and gain this result. So that is this knowledge you will gain from this juhu apurvam tat sadhya apurvatvara. This is the sadhya apurva, this is the anga apurva you will gain. Evam cha parnataya yadi juhu kriyate tada eva tat sadhya apurvam avati nanyata iti gamyate iti na parnataya vayatyam. Therefore, because of this meaning, only if you do this juhu patra parnataya yadi juhu kriyate, if you do this juhu patra with the parnata, with the fig tree, tada eva, only then tat sadhyam apurvam bhavati, that apurva, that result, auspicious result which you will gain, that punya which will you gain because of this juhu patra made of parnatai, that will happen. Anyata na iti na anyata, otherwise you will not gain that apurva. Gamyate iti gamyate, this you understand. therefore na parnataya vayatyam, specifying parnamayi is not a useless, it has a use, it will give you a result, it will give you an end result. Avatta avirdharana dwariti cha avashyam vaktavyam anyatha survadishu api parnatapatte. See, if you don't say avatta avirdharana dwara, you have to make this avir flow through this. If you don't say, then the other ladders which are called Shrug, Shruva, etc. Shrug is the ladle which, Shruva is the ladle which you use to pour ghee each time. Swaha, Swaha, after saying Swaha, you pour with this Shruva. And then finally, when you use, when you do this Purnahuti, you use Shrug. So, this Shrug and Shruva are two different kind of ladles other than the Juhupatra. There are so many patra sadhana, they call it patra sadhana. There are so many materials, so many vessels you have to use made of wood. All these patra, majority of these patra sadhana are made of wood. That is why parnamahi, etc., they are specifically saying. Why is it so? See, nowadays people who do this karma, they use. Do you have tomorrow, do you have a homa? No, I don't have a homa. Okay, I have a Ganapati homa, give me your ladle. He'll take it, he'll borrow his, the other person's ladle and do the karma. It should not be done like that. And, okay, I have come here to your place. I have not brought my vessel with which I do my Sandhya Vandana. So, give me your vessel. Small glass which you use to fill water with, for Sandhya Vandana. They'll take, borrow from others. It should not be done like that. Because each of these patra sadhana has to be personal one. And when this fellow, when this person who is doing the karmas using these patra sadhanas, he pops off, he dies, these sadhanas, these patras, these vessels made of wood has to be, will be placed on each part of his body. There are specific places where each of these vessels will be placed and then it will be burnt with them. It is like Egyptian concept. In the pharaohs of Egypt, when they build that pyramid, when they put him in the pyramid, they will place all the items which he used, which he likes. They will put enough gold. That is why gold hunter, diamond hunter, extra stone, they do it in pyramids. So they have these kind of things. In other systems also they have whatever he likes, they will place it in the Egyptian and Indian system they have. So this is similar to that. They will burn these patra sadhanas, these vessels with him. So it is not prescribed that you can use others' vessel. Oh, this is very good. This is very old. They will say, see, it is the antique property here is very famous. They say, oh, this is my great grandfather, sir. You know, he was using this ladle. It has no value like that here. If it was used by your great grandfather, you should have burnt it there. You cannot, you have no right to use it now. So, anyatha, otherwise, you take this anyatha there. Otherwise, he will not be able to experience the swarga there. Because he was not burned properly. There is again another problem. He was not burned properly. There is an anga vaikalya. During the burning of fire, this wood, these ladle, etc. should be placed in particular place, which is specified. And since you have not placed it in a specific place, the anga vaikalya happens. There is a defect in the anga. And because of that, the result, end result will not be total. So, if you think by doing this karma for your great grandfather, that he will go to Swarga, he might go to Swarga, but he will have the results he will be experiencing will not be total. So, avatta avirdharana dwariti cha avashyam tavyam. So, you should have to specify avatta avirdharana dwara. Otherwise, the other materials also, the other ladles also will be, because one ladle is made of this parnamai, this fig tree, the others also should be made in fig tree. That kind of idea will get. So, that should not be there. So, to negate that, you have to say avatta avirdhara, because you will have this curiosity. So, that should be negated. You have this conditioning also. Oh, this is, I have to use that same. सेयं पर्णतः अनारभ्यादितापि सर्वप्रकृतिषु एव अन्ये अन्वेति न विकृतिषु सि स एम् पर्णता अनारभ्य अधीतापि दिस् पर्णता दिस् दिस् फिग् ट्री दिस् जुहुपात्रा मेड् आफ् फिग् ट्री दिस् सेण्टेन्स् दिस् वाक्य कम्स् बिफोर् अनारभ्य अधीतापि इट् कम्स् बिफोर् इवन् स्टार्टिङ्ग् टु डिस्क्रैब् दि कर्मास् दो इट् हास् नो रिलेशन् टु शिफ्ट् टु एनी कर्म पर्टिक्युलर्लि डैरेक्ट्लि सर्व प्रकृतिषु एव अन्वेति इट् विल् बि gaining the relationship only with the prakriti, only with the main yaga, not the subsidiary or the similar yaga, which is vikriti yaga. So sarva prakriti eva anveti na vikritiju. Why do you say it should be only linked directly to the prakriti yaga, not the vikriti yaga? That yaga which is similar to, which is a transformation of the prakriti yaga, is vikriti yaga. So why should you not do that like that? He says tatra chodakena api tat prapti sambhavat paunarutyapattehe. So what is the rule, simple rule? Prakriti vad vikriti kartavya is the simple rule. Like the prakriti, the main yaga, the yaga which is transformation of prakriti, which is vikriti, should also be performed. We saw when we introduced in the second class, when we introduced these 12 chapters, which is a Surya Yaga and a Agni Yaga. Wherever there is Surya, Suryaya, you replace it with Agnaye, fourth case ending of Agni. So like that you have to change. Now since the Prakriti Yaga, it says Juhupatra, then it has a expectancy. What should I use for Juhupatra? Then this Anarabhya Adhita Vidhi comes and you get that link. Okay, you use this parnata, this fig tree. Now in the prakriti, there is this relationship between that vakya, anarabhya adhita vakya, which is said even before, and this arabhya adhita, this expectancy in the karma, prakriti karma. Now in the vikriti karma, prakriti vat vikriti kartavya, there is this nyaya, this order, this rule. So with that rule, whatever is done in the prakriti, similar way you have to do vikriti. Which is the juhupata you used in prakriti? Varnata, which is fig tree. You use it in this vikriti yaga also. Now you have got one from prakriti. Now anarabhya adhita, the first place before starting the karma, this parnata is explained. This fig tree, juhupatra is explained. So that will come again if you link it with this vikriti yaga also. So there are two places where you gain this same command by two different methods. One from prakriti, one from anarabhya adhita. So it is punarukti, again and again repeating. Punaha ukti iti punarukti, again and again repeating the same thing is punarukti. Repeating it again and again is a dosha, considered as a dosha in shastras. So the anarabhyadita vidhi, this sentence will not be related to the vikriti yaga. It will be only related to the prakriti yaga. Since the prakriti vat vikriti kartavya rule is there, whatever you use in prakriti, similar thing you have to use in vikriti. Therefore that expectancy is removed. So you don't have any trouble there in vikriti yaga. So this is the rule. So you have to relate it only with the prakriti and not with the vikriti. Prakriti vikriti lakshanam. What is prakriti and what is vikriti? He says, yatra samagra anga upadesha sa prakriti yatra darsha purnama sadi tad prakar tad prakrane sarvanga pathat yatra na sarvanga upadesha sa vikriti yatha sauryadi tatra kativi angana adideshena praptatvat. What is prakriti and what is vikriti? We saw in the second class itself, but still he is explaining it. Yatra samagra anga upadeshaha. Wherever samagra, total, anga, parts, limbs, upadeshaha is explained. In whichever karma, all the limbs, all the angas are explained, that is called prakriti. What is vikriti? Yatra na sarvanga upadeshaha. Wherever all the limbs are not explained totally, that is vikriti. So what is the example for Prakriti? Darsha Purnamasa Adi. In the Darsha Purnamasa Prakarana, in this Karma Prakarana, which explains the details of Darsha Purnamasa Yaga, it gives you all the detail, whatever you have to do in the Darsha, full moon day, new moon day, and whatever you have to do in the full moon day, Purnamasa, both are explained, including the Panchaprayajas, and whatever you have to do with the Panchaprayajas, what are the habits you have to do used in the Panchaprayajas, what are the oblations which you have to use in the Panchaprayajas, all these are totally explained in detail. There is no expectancy there. This is a Prakriti. Vikriti, Suri Yaga. There is this Yaga called Suri Yaga, where not everything is explained. There is this Agni Yaga, Agni Hotram Jyoti. I have to use Suri Yaga. Now I don't know how to do. Now this Agni, in the place of Agni, I have to replace it with Surya. That is all. So, Katipi Anganam Atideshena, by superimposing, by bringing it from some other place, you have to understand Anarabhya Vidhi, Samanya Vidhi. What is Anarabhya Vidhi? Anarabhya Vidhi means Samanya Vidhi, general Vidhi. Which is Tadidam Vakyam Prakarnadibhyo Balavat. This Vakya Pramana is powerful than the Pramanas which are coming behind it, which is Prakarana, etc. It's less powerful than the previous pramana, which is pada, shruti, linga, shruti, linga, etc. So, tadidam vakyam prakarana adibhyo balavat. This is powerful than prakarana, etc. Ata eva, that is why indra niram havihi ityadehe ekavakyatvat darshangattam natu prakaranad darshapurnamasa angattam. Indra Agni Idam Havihi. In the Agnish, in the Darsha Purnamasa Yaga, there is this Darsha portion, there is this Purnamasa portion. The karmas which you have to perform in the full new moon day and the karmas which you have to perform on the full moon day. So, this is a prakarana, Darsha Purnamasa prakarana, topic. Prakarana means topic under which this Yaga called Darsha Purnamasa is explained. And there is this karma which says Indra Agni Idam Havihi. You have to give this Havi, this Havish Anna, this oblation for the deity Indra and Agni. Indra Agni. For this deity is Indra and Agni. Now, since it has come under the Prakarana, topic of Darsha Purnamasa, you should not link it with both Darsha and Purnamasa karmas. Indra Agni. For Indra Agni, Indra and Agni, you should give Havis in both full moon and new moon day. That should not be the idea since it is in the Prakarana. With the Pramana, which is this Vakya Pramana, you have to accept it to be related only to the Darshanga, Darsha, new moon day, not to the full moon day. If it is with the help of Prakarana Pramana, then you have to link it with both. If you take Vakya Pramana, you can only link it with Darsha Purnamasa, not with the Purnamasa. Only with the Darsha, not with the Purnamasa. Only with the new moon day karmas, not with the full moon day karmas. So, that is the idea we will give. Agni Shomi. Because it is said, Agni Shomo Viram Vahirujatam Avivrade Avivratam Mayijayo Akrata Akratam Indra Agniram Havirjushata Jushetam Avivratam Mahojayo Akrata Akratam. In this way, it is explained there in this in the Darsha Purnamasa Karmasa. Okay. Prakarana Nirupanam. Next is Prakarana. In order, we'll come to Prakarana. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.